Hello and welcome to Mind Garden Stress Less Podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to stress less and grow more. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and I want to give you some affirmation for showing up today. Good on you for giving yourself the best chance to stress less today. I love this podcast because it's quick, it's quirky, it's always quietly bringing you back to acceptance of yourself. Remember, no matter your thoughts, your actions, your fears, your wins, at the end of the day, just being you is enough. Hello and welcome back. This is your host, Dr. Chris Collins, and this past weekend, I was at a conference, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that story. On Friday and Saturday, I was at a conference, which was a socially distanced, masked, whole nine yards, taking your temperature, screen before you could come in, conference, and it was awesome. I got to see some people that are very inspiring to me, one of which was Eric Thomas, who's a motivational speaker, the top motivational speaker in the world, and you can look him up. He's someone who brought me through a lot of challenge when I was going through a season of challenge, and all by his voice. So I used to turn on my YouTube motivational YouTube channel with his voice on it, and he would be saying things, you know, like, you got to push on, you got to keep doing, you got to keep grinding, and all this kind of thing. And that was during a time where I was pretty burnt out, really kind of trying to finish strong in chiropractic school, still show up at the gym every day, still kind of take care of my health, even though I was getting pretty worn out because I worked really hard on myself during that time. So got to actually see him in person, and that was just awesome to kind of realize that point in my life, except with him actually there on stage. So that was really cool. I know there are probably people in your life that you can go back to and think about like that, and I believe these people, you know, are there for a reason, and they're there to inspire you, and they show up every day just to be there for people just like you or just like me. And that's also why I think it's important that I show up every day and show up every week here for you, because I believe not just people listening right now, but people who need me to show up really big so that they can do something really big too. I believe we're all big, you know, on the inside. So without further ado, we're talking about controlling the controllables this month. We're talking about controlling what we can control in the season of change. So I want to give you, go by my word on a promise from last week where I said I would talk about some ways that your body reacts when you're under stress. So we're going to talk about the sympathetic switch. And you may know this. You may have heard of sympathetic zone or sympathetic mode, but this is where your body goes into fight or flight. You know, if you were going to run from a tiger right now, you would go into sympathetic mode if you were in danger. So your ability to adapt to stress is really dependent on your brain's ability to balance this. And that's a nervous system role. That's your brain's a part of that. But really balancing the role of balancing sympathetic and parasympathetic modes. Your sympathetic being your fight and flight. Your parasympathetic, and para just meaning other, being the other mode for rest and digest and all the nice kickback, sit on a beach, don't think about anything. Take a big yawn and take another sip of that really tasty drink. That would be your parasympathetic mode. We're not in danger in that state. But as you know, a lot of people are constantly living in sympathetic fight and flight mode. In fact, this is a rising problem we're seeing in healthcare, and that's why it's so hard to keep up with the constant demands that our life throws at us. So the short answer may be that we need to rest more often, right? But we all know that that's easier said than done. So I want to give you some tools so that you can recognize what your body's actually going through when you're going into more of a sympathetic fight and flight zone. You may already know, but your heart will start beating really quickly. Your body will start to sweat. Your body temperature goes up slightly. Your brain recognizes a little bit more stress, a little bit more variability, and we begin to feel anxious. So that could be, you know, your sympathetic mode. You could become really clear about near and present danger. And so our brains go all over the place with this. When we don't necessarily have danger around, we start looking for what's causing us stress and blaming it on our external environment. A really good quote that I want to add in here, you know, that I heard this past weekend from someone named Dawn. Her last name is Roseman. Dawn Roseman said, quit describing the water around you when you're drowning. Instead, you know, it depends on the effort you're putting in, and you can either get really clear or you can sort of flail. I think we even talked about this some when we were talking about flow in a previous podcast, but when we begin to flail, when we begin to feel super nervous, then it actually makes us more vulnerable and susceptible to drowning. So we don't want that. We want to survive. And beyond that, we just don't want to be flailing for no reason and then spending all of our time blaming the water around us for being the reason that we are drowning and can't swim out of the situation. So that being said, what do? You recognize first that, okay, I may be getting a little bit too heightened here in my sympathetic mode. What can I do to change this? There's a number of things you can do, and we can delve into this more in a future podcast as well. But for starters, I would say start working on some breathing techniques. And a really easy way that I'll give you is a box breathing. So I want you to do it with me right now. We're going to count in 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it, 1, 2, 3, 4, out, 1, 2, 3, 4, hold it, 1, 2, 3, 4. You ready? So we'll go in. That was too fast. Okay, let's do it again. Okay, deep breath in. 2, 3, 4, hold it. 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4, hold it. 2, 3, 4, you can do it in. 2, 3, 4, hold it. 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4, hold it. 2, 3, 4. And that is called box breathing. It will create some rhythmic breathing and changing and in your heart rate and help you calm down a little bit more. Hey, next week, I want to talk about this a little bit more. So let's talk about what's controlling this. We'll talk about the nervous system and how it is the key to unlocking your true potential. But we'll also give you another little tip like we did this week. You guys are awesome. You can do it. I believe in you. You've got everything you need to do anything you want. We'll talk next week. I'm grateful for you today, my friends. If you want to be a part of the community where you can learn how to stress less and grow more, you can find our community at Mind Garden Community on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you for listening, and I'm glad to have you with us.